Al-Bayan Radio presents Hidayah of an Ayah, presented by Muhammad Khadr.
Bismillah, alhamdulillah, wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulillah, amma ba'd. Brothers and sisters in Islam, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to Al-Bayan Radio and another beneficial program called Hidayah of an Ayah. Hidayah of an Ayah is a series of short lessons that discuss the meanings of a selected verse from each of the 30 ajza' of Al-Qur'an and some interesting related facts and points of knowledge. Prepared and presented by your humble brother, Muhammad Khadr. So, Bismillah.
In this episode, we'll be discussing a verse from juz' number 18. The selected verse is verse number 20 from Surah Al-Furqan, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says,
وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا قَبْلَكَ مِنَ الْمُرْسَلِينَ إِلَّا إِنَّهُمْ لَيَأْكُلُونَ الطَّعَامَ وَيَمْشُونَ فِي الْأَسْوَاقُ وَجَعَلْنَا بَعْضَكُمْ لِبَعْضٍ فِتْنَةً أَتَصْبِرُونَ وَكَانَ رَبُّكَ بَصِيرًا.
O Muhammad, all the messengers whom we sent before you also ate food and moved about in the streets. In fact, we have made you all a means of test for one another. Will you show patience? For your Lord sees everything. In this beautiful ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala responds to the treachery of the disbelievers who sought to cast doubt over the prophethood of the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is an answer to the objection of the disbelievers of Mecca that Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam could not be a messenger of Allah because he ate food and moved about in the streets. They have been told that all the messengers of Allah who came before Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, like Nuh, Ibrahim, Ismail, and Musa, and many others whom they knew and acknowledged as prophets and messengers, also ate food and walked about in the markets. Even Prophet Isa alayhi salam, the son of Mary himself, whom the Christians had made the son of God, and whose image had also been placed in the Kaaba by the disbelievers of Mecca, ate food and walked about in the streets like a common man, even according to the Gospels themselves. Had Quraysh considered that it was from the mercy of Allah that they had been given a human being as a messenger, a human being like themselves, it would have been more appropriate for them. But they were treacherous, they did not want to seek the truth. They complained that the Messenger ﷺ is a human like them. Why does he eat and walk in the streets? Yet had Allah sent them an angel, they would find even more fault with that and claim that the angel is unlike them and not suitable as a guide, role model and reference, because he is different. What can we take from this verse, brothers and sisters? The secret in this verse is a beautiful illustration of the eloquence of the Quran. Allah makes a declaration that all the prophets ate food and went shopping in the markets. Although they would not commit mistakes against Allah, they were still human beings. Although they did not intentionally or unintentionally sin, they could fall into human error. As such, they could not be considered divine and without flaws. Ultimately, they were human beings. This includes describing not only Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but even Isa alaihi salam. And the eloquence here is in the description of them being human beings and not gods, is that they would eat food, they need nourishment and sustenance from food. This is a human weakness unbefitting for a god. Also, they ate food, which meant that eventually when humans eat and drink, they need to relieve themselves by going to the toilet, which is also unbefitting for a god. They needed to go shopping in the markets to purchase from others that which they do not possess. This is unbefitting for a god who ought to be self-sufficient and independent. They purchase what they need to sustain their health and well-being and search for it in the markets, which is unbefitting for a god, as a god has what they need without searching for it or seeking it. And having the need to attend the markets means that they could be tricked and sold a faulty product unbeknown to them, just like any shopper, showing a weakness and a vulnerability unbefitting to divinity. Look at the eloquence of the Quran. It's indirectly mentioning the human flaws of the prophets without directly attacking them, undermining them, or speaking of them in any ill-mannered fashion. But for the trained ear and the conscious heart, the link between these points is clear and obvious. Subhanallah al-Azim.
هذا والله أعلم. اللهم اجعلنا ممن يستمعون القول فيتبعون أحسنه. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us from the people of the Qur'an. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make the Qur'an a witness for us on the Day of Judgment and not against us. وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين، والحمد لله رب العالمين، والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.